a detailed design meeting. And let's start, it's approximately 1540 or something like that. Okay, the agenda, we're gonna do an opening and then I'll talk about the minutes from the last meeting, what we discussed. Then we'll have the prototype presentation and look at the evaluation criteria. We'll look at the finances and finally do a production evaluation and close. So starting off with the last one, I don't have it here, but we talked about energy. We're gonna use a kinetic battery. We want to use a simple chip because we're not going to need a shuffle, we're going to need a scroll. Choosing a latex case in 3D colors, it's curved. And we're using push buttons with a supplement of an on-screen menu. So it sounded like we had set like 8 or 9 buttons, including 5 preset channels. Okay, let's do the look and feel design presentation first.
Do you want to start?
Right, well, we made 3 different prototypes, and I guess we'll start with this one. We have our colors are not fixed, but this is the general shape. It's either sort of either like this in your left hand, or you switch it over, and it's easily adaptable to either hand. You can push the buttons with your thumb, like a mobile phone, or you can push them with your index finger of your other hand, or and there's a whole variety. You can hold it like this and press it with your same index finger. We have the on-off button at the tip, very visible, very big. We have our up and down buttons, which are also going to be our channel selectors, and we have our little menu button here. If you're just pushing these normally, they're the menu buttons, the volume buttons rather. If you press select once, they become channel changing buttons. If you press select 3 times, the menu with the other features and possibly also with your TV channel choices shows up, and you have your 5 presets now here. If people want to grab hold of that, see how it feels in your hand. That's our number one prototype. Do you want to present the potato or shall I present the Martian?
It's like a little lightning bolt in it. What? Very cute.
They call that one the rhombus.
The rhombus.
The rhombus.
This one's name is Potato. It's a, how can I present it? It's an ergonomic shape, so it fits in your hands nicely. It's designed to be used either in your left hand or in your right hand. I've got here just 4 buttons on this one. The 2 blue buttons here are for adjusting the volume. So you've got volume up and volume down on the other side here. The red ones are for changing channels, channel up and channel down, and that moves between your favourite channels that you've selected. This middle button here brings up the on-screen menu, and when you're working in the on-screen menu, you use the other 4 buttons to navigate around the menu system, and the middle button to select. And that's basically it. That's the potato.
On off?
That would be one of your channels, basically. So like channel 0 would be just switching the machine off.
Could the middle button of the on-screen menu function as a power button?
Not really. It would make it hard to turn the machine off, to turn the TV off.
If you
press
and hold it, maybe?
That'd be one of
And then finally, we have the Martian or the Pear, either way. It's a bit different, just a little bit more of a creative feel. You have the on-off toggle stem on the top. We have the 5 preset seeds. And then you have on the sides, to make it a little bit more three-dimensional, you have your channel changing, volume changing buttons, and your menu button right here in the middle. That's for your consideration as well. Plus, it's an interesting talking voice to have standing up. We figured it could stand up like this on your table, but then we wanted it to if I made the volume flat. Sorry, I'm going to put that on the metal ones again. The menu select button. Very interesting.
So
that was my favorite.
So that's our 3 prototypes. Basically, it's first of all decide on a form, which of the three different shapes we want, then decide what kind of button layout we want, how many buttons, and then to choose what colours we want to make the buttons, and if we want to put any text on the device, like labels on the buttons, or or a brand name on the call, whatever.
We were thinking that normally we'd go for fruity colors, but maybe we're also thinking about your sort of middle-aged man, for an example, customer might not want a fruity colored remote, so maybe we'd have one version that's a bit toned down, maybe with less contrast on it. There's something still a little bright, so it'd make it hard to lose, but.
But we don't want it to look like a kid's toy.
Now that was one thing that we brought up over email, I don't know if you picked up your email, but the feature that we considered for it not getting lost.
Right, well, we were talking about that a little bit when we got that email, and we think that each of these are so distinctive that it's not just like another piece of technology around your house, it's gonna be somewhere that it can be seen.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not thinking that it's gonna be as critical
it's like
to not go lost.
Or in a couch or something.
Would it be very difficult to just have an external device that, like, I don't know, you tape to your TV, that when you press it, a little like beep goes off? Do you think that would be conceptually possible?
I think
it would be difficult technologically,
mm-hmm.
because if your remote's lost, it's probably under the settee, and in that case you can't send an infrared signal to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure.
That's true.
How it would work.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's more just a gimmick than anything else. How many times do you really seriously lose your remote control? Would a device like that actually help you to find?
There might be something that you can do in your circuit board in the chip to make it make a noise or something, but it would take a lot more development than we have this afternoon.
Okay.
That's a fair evaluation.
So we've decided not to worry about that for now. Yeah, because, well, the signs are very bright, so you're right, they're going to stick out.
So do people have a preference as far as feel and functionality?
I feel like this is to sort of what already exists, so if we're trying to think of something sort of like new and fun, even though this is like what you're initially drawn to, just because it's like comfortable and like not different, I sort of like this one. Like, I don't know why, it's like small, but still sort of like cute looking, I don't know. But I also like the side buttons on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's kind of neat. But I don't know how much any of this has to do with the fashionable, sort of cool looking thing that we also need to focus on.
Could we maybe have like an extra button on the top for on? So then
there we go.
Yeah, that's good.
Why don't we do a product evaluation using your criteria?
Well, do we want, like, I think we're supposed to have one that we do it for.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I was a little vague on what exactly I'm supposed to do, but I have to like write something on the whiteboard, so.
Do you need this or just write on the whiteboard?
No, I actually don't have like a PowerPoint thing.
Okay.
Because I think it would be redundant.
A joystick kind of thing.
Cool.
Hey.
Maybe a little smaller than that.
No, I kind of like it. That's quite too much.
It makes it look more fruity as well.
No, it does. It's kind of like.
It's like a good formed fruit.
Oh, God. There, it could have a stem like that, because I do have kind of like the stem. It almost helps you keep a grip too.
Interesting.
I like this one.
Okay, is that what people are looking for? The potato. I like the idea of that's really gotten the simplicity of the buttons down, that one.
Mm-hmm. I am worried about like using a menu. Within menus there are sub menus.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you get back to the main menu?
Well, on the iPod, for example, you just every time you want to go back, you hit the menu button again, and it brings you back one level.
But that has a menu button separate from a select button.
Yeah.
whereas if this one's both the menu and the select button.
This is the up and down buttons are used for scrolling up and down for a list of choices.
Okay.
You find the choice that you want, so you press the right button.
Are these used for going sub
Yeah, so they're used for going into a match or something.
Yeah, maybe it could be one of those if you press down the whole for 2 seconds, then brings you back one level or something.
Mhm. Okay, well, as long as we have that in mind as we're designing it, so.
Okay. Okay, so which one are we sort of roughly looking at to address whether or not it meets our necessities? The yellowy one, is that?
Latino,
Okay, well, we can obviously change it after we go through each one. So basically, what we need to do is some of the things that we've talked about before, we need to make sure that that remote actually does conform to the things that you said it was going to. So what we sort of wanna do is we each need to separately rank each of the following things, and then I'll tabulate an average just to make sure that it doesn't meet that. So we'll just go through them one at a time. We'll just go around, and each of you can tell me on a scale of 1 to 7, with 1 being really extremely true and 7 being not true at all or false, if the remote that we created conforms to the following criteria. So we can do this one first. First, we want to know if it meets the fancy look and feel objective. So like, in my opinion, for now at least, the yellow one is probably somewhere in the middle. So I'm going to say it's like a 3. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
What is each of you?
I kind of think it's unique enough that I'd give it a 1 or 2.
Okay. Well, give it the number.
Okay.
Sorry.
I will give it a 1.
I don't know if it's creative. I don't know if fancy is the word I would use. I don't know if any of them are fancy. I'd say 2 because
okay.
Unique.
And
I'll go for 2.
2. Awesome. All right. And same sort of scale for functionality. Is it functional? I think it's extremely functional. I'm going to give it a 1.
Yeah.
1.
I think it's functional, but it's also pretty basic. So I'll give it a 2.
Okay.
Functional. I think it'll get everything done. I think it might be a little confusing. First.
Okay. Well, there's
some
others
that's
going to
be
like
a
1. Yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to give it a 2.
Awesome. Okay. We want to know next if it's technologically innovative.
Did you give a function?
Yeah, she said 2. Is it technologically innovative? Not really. I mean, not so much because we don't have the LCD screen, we don't have fancy chip. Other than what it looks like, I don't know if it's.
Well, the kinetic battery.
The
kinetic battery is a big one. So,
how many people would notice that though?
But
they'll
but
notice
know
that
it's there.
Every year they'll be like, hey, I have never changed the battery.
And it's made of like latex, that
yeah.
whole idea. That's pretty cool. I'll give it a 3. Because we could have picked a lot of features that would have made it really.
Yeah. I would say that it's. Yeah. Like fancy versus creative, it's different. Which is that equal innovative? I don't know. I'll give it a 3.
Okay.
I'd say it's technologically it's not unique. I mean it's just push buttons. So I'll give it a 4.
I think I'm gonna go with 4 as well.
Okay.
I really like the kinetic battery there.
Next, is it easy to use? Just so you know, easy to learn will be separate. Is
mm-hmm.
it all
okay.
overlap them? I think it's really easy. I'll give it a 2.
I'll give it a 1. Pretty hard to mess up.
I'd say 1.
I'd say 2.
Alright. We next want to see if it has a spongy quality. And if indeed it's made of latex and rubber, it's spongy all the way.
Give it a 1.
Yeah.
I wonder if it bounces when you drop it.
Ooh, then you have a credit card for me.
Yeah. So it'd be less impact.
What are you doing?
I'll get it.
All right, and next is, does it integrate some notion of fruits and vegetables? Well, is it going to be yellow?
It might be, because that's our corporate color, isn't it?
That's right, yeah, corporate color, we didn't keep that in.
We might wanna keep it yellow.
Well, if we, I know it would make it a little less c- a little more confusing, but if we had all the buttons in black and the design in and the outside in yellow, that would be our corporate one, and then we could also have alternative colors, one a more conservative one, one
Right,
that's more
more like
fruity.
a silvery kind of white or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Can we have like an RR inscribed on the bottom or something?
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Alright, so I think
It was inspired by the potato, so I
Yeah,
think
I think it's kind of mango-y too.
Yeah, I know, it's the middle one, the mango kind of comes over.
That's the best word.
But what's everyone's number?
One.
Two.
One.
Alright, and does the design match the appropriate behavior? Remember earlier we discussed that people don't use a lot of buttons, that they use the channel flipping the volume the most. I think we really took that into account a lot, so I'll give it a one.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm one.
Did you say one, Rose?
Yes.
Okay, also we talked earlier about RSI and wanting to prevent any sort of like carpal tunneling kind of thing. Do we think that the latex sort of grip appropriately takes that into account? I think I'll give it a two, cause I almost feel like no matter what you do, something's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And if it's repetitive movement, it is gonna be only four buttons that you're constantly pushing, but
I'm worth this.
I like how it fits in the hand, but I'd go with a two.
I'll say two as well, cause older people that aren't used to like texting, I might find it a bit at first, but.
Yeah, I'll say two.
Alright, awesome. And the ease of learning it. I know you were saying that you were a little bit nervous about that. I don't know, it sort of reminds me of the iPod. I just got my, I still haven't read the instruction book and I'm doing okay, so. And I'm not good at learning technology, so I'll give it a two.
The menu system and the fact that multiple buttons are used for different things might be a bit confusing, but I think if it's one of those things that it might take you 5 minutes to figure out, but you'll have it afterwards. So I think I'd give it a two, I guess.
I think it's probably a little harder than most of us to learn, because you have to use the menu system and you have to tell it what your favourite channels are. And that could take a bit of learning at first.
Mm-hmm.
But once you've learned how to use it, I think it is a lot easier. So I'd give it a four.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd give it a four too. It's a pretty high learning curve. It'll be easy once you've done it, but.
Yeah.
Alright, also earlier we had something about losing it, and so now we're not addressing that at all. So.
I think we can kind of say we addressed it with color.
Okay,
but
so in terms of not losing it, do you think that on a scale of 1 to 7, how easy or hard is it to lose? I'm gonna give it a four, because I think that you can still, if it's in between somewhere where you can't see it, you're kind of not gonna find it, but anywhere else it's gonna stand out.
I'd say I'd give it a three. I guess it depends how tidy you are on it.
You gave it a four.
I'll give it a five, because it would be easy to lose.
Small too.
Alright, we also said simplicity. How well does it address just being simple?
Simple to use or simple in design?
Do you think overall, because we had said before our two main things were simplicity and fashion, so those are the next two things we're looking at. Separate from fancy, like that sort of thing. It like wants to be simple, but it's not like totally simple, so I'm gonna give it a two.
I'll give it a three, I guess.
I'll give it a two.
Three.
Alright, and fashionable?
It's totally fashionable.
It's hot, I mean, it's mango, come on. I mean, how fashionable can you make a revoke? I think it's bringing technology and fashion together really well.
I don't know, I don't think it's quite as fashionable as my robot remote.
I do like it.
Or alien,
or whatever
you want. Yeah, the toggle on off switch. Number?
Two.
Three.
One.
And does it meet our like demographic need sort of for international appeal, that whole thing? Just that it would serve our audience. I don't see why not.
Mm-hmm. I think as long if we offer in a just three different colored arrangements,
Mm-hmm.
that's good. So I'll give it a two.
Yeah.
Alright, does anyone have any other features that they think are important that we didn't talk about?
Well, we didn't address the fact that it does need to have a corporate logo, so let's make sure we keep that in mind, that that one of our color concepts is corporate and has an RR on it.
Well, I think all of them should have an RR.
Yeah.
And so we're gonna do that, so it will address it.
Fine.
Okay.
Lovely. Okay, now we're gonna look at finances. I have an Excel sheet that we're actually gonna calculate the costs. So, that's this first. Okay,
Hi.
I don't know. One more space, let's zoom in real quick. Okay, hand dynamo. We're using kinetic battery, right?
We're using kinetic, yeah.
And we're having one per one, okay. Electronics.
Single.
Simple.
Simple, rather.
Okay. Case.
Double curve.
Yeah.
It's very curvy, so.
Yeah, I definitely did get a picture of them, so I don't really know. Our case material supplements, we've skipped.
Only plastic and.
No, the plastic for the inside is assumed, the supplement is.
The wood?
Oh, I guess it was rubber rather than.
It was rubber and special color, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, okay.
We have more than one special color?
Yeah, we're gonna need at least two special colors.
I don't know what the basic color is though.
Yeah.
Well, but we know that we're having at least three colors, so.
Well, are we talking about on each color combination, or we, you know, like we'll have yellow and black, is that two special colors?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or is white and black and two more, or? I guess it's three, just like three, yeah, or.
Right.
Right.
Maybe the RR will be in color as well, so, yeah. Interface, we're doing push buttons, and how many buttons do we have?
Six.
Five, isn't it?
Oh, no, five.
Six.
With the power.
Anything else?
No, oh, are the buttons in special colors, special?
Oh, wait.
Oh, buttons, oh, so the case material will just have one color, right? But then the buttons will be in special colors.
But if we're making multiple varieties of, this is where I'm getting confused.
We're saying per unit.
Per unit, okay.
Okay, so each unit will only have one color.
Alright, and each button.
But the cases could have up to the buttons could be up to three colors, is that's how it's designed there.
I like it like that.
Okay.
Special form, they're all kind of just push buttons.
No, I think they're fine.
Special material.
We want the rubber as well, probably, yeah.
So, oh, do I have to do it per button, do I?
No, I don't think so. I think if they're all gonna be rubber, then that's what it matters.
Yeah, it's what makes sense otherwise, cause for the whole case material, it's only one.
Yeah.
It's two to make it rubber.
Okay.
Oh, wait, so maybe.
13.7.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what can we reduce?
Okay, let's have our buttons all be one color.
I kind of like the buttons.
We do. It's only gonna bring us down to 13.3 anyway.
Alright.
Okay, are we sure this is double curved? Maybe it's single curved?
We have no idea.
We don't.
I don't know, I didn't get any pictures.
It's single curved.
Damn. It's not, Okay, it's a kinetic battery, that's kind of expensive, but we have a simple chip, single curve. Case material is rubber and it's a special color.
Yeah.
But that's important.
That is important.
Six buttons.
How did it get more expensive? What did you just change?
What?
It was 13 and now it's 15.
No, okay, maybe not. I don't know what just happened. Now it's 12.
Oh.
What was our target cost?
Twelve point five.
12.5, so I just.
So we're okay.
We're okay then.
Yes.
Now.
Ish. Okay,
Alright.
we're all set. Save. I saved that to our big shared folder, so you know. Okay, back to agenda. Are the costs under €1,250?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they are.
Let's move on to the project evaluation. Project process. Satisfaction with, for example, the move of creativity, leadership, teamwork, the means, any new ideas found. So I guess what we're gonna talk about here is just evaluating how we created this project, the information we got, and used, how we used it, if we were able to, use our creativity with the information. How well I guess I led it, how well we worked together as a team, the digital pens, the whiteboard.
Okay. I felt very creative. I enjoyed making the prototypes.
I think we've been successful in that we've achieved almost all of the design goals that we set ourselves at the start. And we've come up with a finished product, and we're just about got it within the list.
I think we could have done even better with a little bit more information, like what's a
Mhm.
single pair of case, how many colors, what do colors count,
Mhm.
things. But given what we had, I think we did really well. I think we worked together really well.
Yep.
Yeah, I know, if I had had more market research
Yeah.
and vegetables, maybe we could have taken that into account.
But the fruits and vegetables did elicit my creativity, so.
No, it really did. The whole mango idea was crazy. No, I mean, I felt that the pen was a little distracting for me personally. Like, its heaviness and like just being so conscious of like turning the pages, I don't know. That was a bit of a distraction.
Yeah.
The last one, like I chose not to do a PowerPoint because I didn't think it made sense to. So I like said I had the option to do that and just to take my own notes and that whole sort of thing.
Yeah.
I think we all made very significant contributions. I don't think anybody dominated it, which I thought was really good. Like each of us was able to, like each of you had your information and I tried to facilitate it without like taking it over.
Yeah.
Kind of little finished product. Really cute.
Kind of want one.
Can we market this as the mango remote? Should we have that somewhere on the packaging? I have a
I'm
little.
trying to think of a good pun that I could add there, but
No, it's like a jingle.
Like the RR that's gonna be etched in.
Yes. Hopefully not when we're flipping it out at some point, but probably useful little gadget. All thanks to Ian for the design of that one.
Okay,
What did we
new
find
ideas
interesting
for
about? People should really base their remotes on fruits and vegetables.
Definitely.
Yep.
Or at least be creative enough to think of toggle switches and et cetera.
I am really into the idea of kinetic batteries now,
Oh, I'm
after
so
reading about
excited.
them.
Yeah, I didn't even know they existed.
I knew you could get watches that had them, like really quite expensive watches that just never need a battery because you're always moving your wrists.
Mhm.
But in other things, I think it'd be really good.
I think, yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay, closing. Are the costs within the budget? Is the project
Yes.
evaluated? And there's the final questionnaire meeting summary. This is a great product, kids. I think we've created something really interesting and that we have a market for it.
Yep.
Especially if we can produce it at 12.3, which we hope. Yeah. Make sure in your questionnaire to put down criticisms of both the process and the final results and
Yeah.
I do love the Martian remote. If you could choose more than one, that would be my second
Oh,
choice.
that'd definitely be my second choice.
Although the toggle? I'm
You
afraid
know what
I
toggle would
I'd break
toggle
it.
would be awesome.
I'd break
I think about
it.
breaking it.
It started
Thanks,
because I wanted to have it as a stem and then Alright, so what part's funny? It started as a pear, but then it started looking more and more like a Martian when it figured out
Like
it
a penguin, like a penguin.
I was like, please, turn me out of here.
I like that it stands up.
Well, maybe I should market it to someone who can company now. So our Okay. Congratulations.
Something will come up in Slack for everything supposed to be over at some
Right.
time.
I got more master classes. Anybody else wanna like take a master's class?
That's really funny that you got spam in your work email.
Yeah. But check it out. So like there are all these like links. They don't go anywhere. But I'll you need to keep in mind your knowledge management. Make sure you do.
No, the first time that you said like I realized it was a joke and I was like, why did she send this to us?
Okay.
It's very work relevant because people send spam a lot.
Yes, definitely. I'm very sad that I didn't get any links to the corporate website.
Aw, Karen, you couldn't see
You
what
wouldn't
to
make
do.
it to the corporate website.
You can just see
Inspiration about circuit boards.
It's really deep. Takes a while to get excited to load. Oh, but Excel one is pretty cool.
Yes,
Yeah,
I love
that
Excel. It's one of my favorite
basically
programs.
just inspiration. Basically, you need two sentences on fashion and that kind of thing. So you need more style language.
Yeah, my inspiration from last time is the interior of a remote control being taken apart bit by bit, talking about circuit boards. I learned a lot, actually.
Oh, wow.
I could probably take apart a remote control now if I really needed to.
This one was cooler. I got a whole table and everything.
I don't have all the circuits and chips and transponders and I wrote it all down because I thought it would be relevant, like all the different parts of the inside of a remote control, but then they're like, you don't actually need this. You
That's
just
like
need a
mine. It was
backup
like, would
case.
you prefer an LCD screen for multi-function remote control? And then it didn't have like any kind of table. Like, awesome. I'm glad they asked that question and didn't report the results.
It's really interesting though.
I thought it was a little tricky having to hand around this thing.
Yeah.
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 We had a lot of the
I
the rest
think
of technology out today was kinda cool.
Yeah.
That was really part of it.
We didn't use the whiteboard that much.
No. Although I don't see how we could have very well, at least for me, I
Yeah. If I'd gotten pictures of the different parts of the case, the different looks of the case, I would've probably drawn them up, but
Cuz we weren't like voting on anything. I think usually like whiteboards are good when you're like crossing out ideas or like if we had like a
Yeah, we could've
brainstorming
put our
period.
brainstorming stuff up there rather than just talking about it, but
But I thought we were good at
with only
ordering.
4 people it doesn't really make sense. I think if you
And
have a
with
larger
and with
group
a PowerPoint that we can all look at. Like you
Yeah.
can do all those things pretty much on PowerPoint.
Yeah.
Cuz that's
And
not
these might
necessary to
have
have.
made us more willing to like take notes than to like write them here cuz we all needed them separately kind of in the whiteboards in this room.
Yeah. Because we're all gonna be working in different places.
Yeah.
If we were all gonna stay in here all the time, then having the notes up on the whiteboard would've been all right. But everyone needs their own like specific notes, I guess.
Now, when you were creating your prototypes here, did you work together or did you like do separate projects?
We worked together, but we were making like we sort of made different shapes and then discussed how the buttons might work. And how we could like improve on the designs.
It was a bit of both, really. We just kind of started out by each taking a color of clay and just fooling around with it, and I came out with that rhombus shape, and he came up with a sort of potato-y mango shape, and then just went from there, really.
Cool.
It was fun. Well done with the management. I felt well managed.
Oh, thanks.
I think we've been learning, first of all, keeping our meetings to time, and secondly, actually we did a good job of making firm decisions at the end of the meeting.
That happened to me all the time, though.
I know what happens sometimes is that you tend to sort of have meetings and then people sort of drift away without anything actually really being decided. But I think here we got clear and decisive points down at the end of the meeting so that we knew where to go on from there.
Yeah, I was quite worried at the end of the last meeting that we weren't getting, we didn't really have enough information to make firm decisions.
Mhm.
but we were able to do it regardless, so. I'm not usually a very decisive person, so I'd have to have people say, this needs to
Yeah.
sit down to confinement.
I found that we could have used another 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah,
Um,
it's only
especially
9 minutes,
last
yeah.
time.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the last time we had a lot of information,
Yeah,
but at the
but
same time not quite enough, you
Yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
We couldn't answer every single question.
Fair.
Um, but
And I felt the first two meetings that I was coming in with no information, and that sort of made me really like, I don't know, throwing together a PowerPoint out of no information. And then the last time it was like the opposite. I had so much information and so much to talk about.
It was interesting what came out like later, like as I was doing the when I was doing the breakdown on the agenda that they gave me, that more points came out from your presentation even. I am a little disappointed that we didn't do something for losing their remote, because
Yeah.
that was kind of a big point.
Well, that is something like in order to talk about that, we would have had to have actual knowledge about circuit boards and
About, yeah.
Well, if even when we just were creating from the Excel file, there wasn't like an option to select to somehow have it included. So there's no way we could be like, yeah, I thought that included. There's no way for us to have written down that it was really there.
I think we were just getting overenthusiastic with the task.
Well, it's
I think
interesting
we really
that
got into
they
it. I mean, I got into it as the day went on. I got really like, ooh, I'm designing the remote control. I don't know if that's just me, but
Yeah, it's what. It was interesting though that they put that 50% of people say they have frustration with losing their remote, and yet they didn't provide us with information to,
Yeah.
Yeah.
we weren't provided information to discuss that. I know that like people have like things that you put on their keys that you press it and it'll beep.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that would require some kind of technology that I just don't know what it is.
I think there are some of those like infomercial remotes that have things, so you won't lose them. I don't know. I mean, we were talking about it, and like in my household at least, there's only about two places that the remote is ever. Cause there's only one TV and there's
That's
only
the
like
thing,
three
you know, like with your
chairs.
keys and all these too, anyway. You lose them in your pocket. Like you will forget that, or like put it down somewhere that like made sense, and then I don't remember. There's always ways to lose things.
It depends on how organized you are personally,
Yeah, or like I guess what the setup of the house is too.
but.
But I mean, I am notorious for losing my keys. I guess I've just never lost them. I'm like, I put my keys in the refrigerator the other day. I couldn't find them. So I was putting groceries away. You're taking stuff from a bag and putting them in the refrigerator. Back to my room.
Can't get in.
Can't get in. Look all around the kitchen. Definitely in the vegetable drawer. So.
I always do that in my code and like using a different code.
Yep.
But I guess it's good we don't really carry remotes around that much.
Yeah. Try not to get into the other room.
Maybe there's like a little robot bunny that can have a robot alien pair, whatever he is, have a little voice of, I am located. A GPS system. Internal GPS. Although if it's sitting still for
We
too
should make one
long.
that walks by itself.
It really could get up and walk away.
Or there's some crazy like electromagnet that you push it and it'll zoom to the TV.
Just a wheel, you know? Just if you like you have to have a remote for your remote, let me get it.
Yeah.
Well, but if you could attach them to the TV, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All kinds of possibilities.
Sorry, I'm just trying to update my minutes. I decided to, you know how I sent you the email saying that PowerPoint and minutes will be complementary
Yeah.
rather than like repeating. I'm making full minutes so that it'll include all of the agenda and all that.
Wow.
Because it seems a little more useful.
Superb. I'm typing and organizing to do.
But I didn't have like information to swap
Yeah.
either, so.
How much of your PowerPoint was already done for you every meeting?
Most of it. I added slides, I added a couple slides each time, but that's about it.
And did you add any slides, 'cause I would just get slides with titles on them and fill them all in. Didn't even think about adding more.
Well, the thing was it would provide an agenda with like several points, but it wouldn't have a slide for each point.
Ah,
And that's the only way
yeah.
I remember that I need to go over that point. I know personally when I do PowerPoint, that's what I do. And so I added ones, even if it was just like the title of it, like the three presentations, and I would do that.
Wait, can I tell the slogan on it, or can it just be like
The slogan
No.
on it? No.
No, it doesn't write down.
We Like you could go around the outside.
No, I don't think we need to, I
Maybe
think the
just leave
R
the
and R, especially
R.
if the yellow one, last one.
Is it yellow and blue?
Or yellow and blue, when you go to the webpage.
Yeah, I was just kind of going by the webpage 'cause they didn't give me any clear like yellow
Or maybe
gray
just
or
black, gray. Gray's better than black, doesn't look so bumbly either.
I don't understand
Red
why
on like news clippings.
Finished reading now.
Yeah.
Wasn't it interesting that I thought it was interesting that our marketing expert did not agree with the marketing marketing choices, you know, like
Everyone's like, just
Thought it
freaking
was a
you're
bit of a
really
conflict.
doing like a really big market evaluation. You wouldn't just have like one set of sources kind of and they were so not backed up, it would just be a sentence being like, we did a survey, this is what people said.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, it's stupid.
I guess it's sort of a gray, isn't it? Yellow and gray, but then the slogan's in blue.
Well, we got some gray and we got some blue buttons, we're good.
Yeah. Well, we don't have the right color palette anyway.
Maybe it like, I don't know. If that was gonna stop it.
Well, we're not sadly going to actually reduce this,
Oh.
If they ever come out with potato
Potato bag with shaved roads.
I'm gonna have
I'm claiming
to
intellectual property.
Yeah.
I can't believe the whole day's gone.
I know.
Don't feel like it's been that long. Get sucked in.